Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. Today we are gathered as we say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Carol Krieger, who was a beloved wife and mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and a friend to so many in our church and in our overall community. Of course, as we gather today in Christ, we gather in hope. In the midst of our grief, in the midst of our sadness, we know, especially during this Epiphany season, that Jesus has come to scatter the darkness. And certainly Carol knew that. We look forward to the day when we are reunited with her in heaven. But this service will focus on that hope that we have in Christ. And everything that you'll need for the service is printed on the purple bulletin. Hopefully you received one as you came in. Except for the words to the hymns, you'll need the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you for those. And we begin our funeral service this morning with hymn number 744, which is Amazing Grace. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Carol was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And at this time, our service will continue as we recite the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Carol and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament reading chosen for today comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25, beginning with verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our epistle reading today comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, having heard God's word, we join together in speaking the words of our faith, words which Carol spoke along with us many, many times throughout her life. And this morning we will do so using the Apostles' Creed. If you need the words, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." At this time, I'd like to invite the ladies' aid of Trinity to remain standing while the rest of the congregation may be seated. Carol was a longtime member of our ladies' aid here at Trinity, and it is our tradition when one of our members passes away for the ladies to stand as we sing the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," together. So these ladies are standing, but we will all sing the hymn together. It's hymn number 770. Thank you, ladies. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Carol Krieger, to those of you who are gathered here today to remember and celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Roy, Carol's beloved husband of a wonderful 63 years, and also Cheryl and Sue and Randy and all the grandkids and great-grandkids too. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whenever you think of Carol Krieger, what's she doing? What's your go-to memory of Carol? In your mind, is she home on the farm, working hard, getting those chores done, or maybe just relaxing in her favorite spot on the porch? Is she here at church? Is she at a ladies' aid meeting in your mind? Is she getting the altar ready for worship as part of the altar guild? Is she at one of the grandkids' events or games like she loved to be at all the time? Is she out on a day trip somewhere? Maybe even just as close as St. Louis. I learned last night that she loved to go and watch shows at the Muni in St. Louis every summer, right? Maybe something like that. What's Carol doing in your mind? I would guess that all of us could say something similar, even if we might have different kinds of memories of her, that for all of us, whatever it is she's doing, and I would say this is confirmed by the dozens of pictures that are over there in the overflow room, whatever Carol's doing, she's smiling while she's doing that. I would say this is what I think of too, you know, in my own personal memories of her over these last 7 years of being blessed to be able to be called her pastor. Every memory that I have of Carol, every conversation that we had and times I would see her here at church, she always had that same smile on her face. No matter what was going on at the time, no matter if she was feeling good or feeling not so good, if it was a good day or a not so good day, even in these last few weeks, even these last few hospital visits, even when she was not feeling good at all and the doctors were not able to come up with any solutions for her and were not able to bring her the relief that we all wanted her to have, even in the middle of all of that, she's still smiling. She was still laughing. She was still doing the things that Carol did best. She was bringing joy to all the other people around her. It's just kind of the person she was. She had this unique ability to stay positive and upbeat even when she was facing challenges. And in my personal experience with her, I would say that that attitude, that smile, it was pretty contagious. It had an effect on everyone else. It brought peace to those around her. It's just one thing out of a whole list of things that we miss, that we already miss about having had Carol in our lives. Something that I've been hearing a number of folks say ever since word started to travel around here that the Lord had called Carol home to himself in heaven. It seems like a common theme among the Hoyletonians lately is that this was a complete shock, that this all went way too fast, that we weren't ready to lose her. And I would say that's a pretty accurate description of the way that I'm feeling personally about this all as well. You know, when someone like Carol goes from being pretty healthy her whole life, and we're used to her always being the one to take care of everybody else, right? She took care of us. And then all of a sudden, she couldn't walk. She had to be in the hospital for a few weeks. And before we even had time to think, it became clear that there was a good chance that she was not going to get better, that the Lord was about to call her home. And that's something that's really hard to take. It's something that it's really hard to process. In fact, I mean, it hasn't really stopped. We're still processing it, even right now. And it leaves us feeling on a day like today that we're just sort of in disbelief over what's going on. It's almost hard to believe this is really Carol's casket up here, that we're really going to have to wait until we're reunited in heaven someday before we're going to see that smile again and we're going to hear that laugh again. And it's hard. And it's okay to admit that it's hard. But just like Carol showed us so many times throughout her life, things that are hard to do can still be done with a smile. They can still be done with peace and with joy, even. And speaking of peace and joy, I wanted to direct your attention back to the second reading that we heard just a moment ago from Romans chapter 5. And if you didn't already notice this in the bulletin, one of the reasons why this passage is appropriate for us to consider on a day like today is because the first verse of that passage in Romans 5 was actually Carol's confirmation verse. This was the verse that was given to her at St. John's in New Minden when she was confirmed as a part of the class of 1955. Romans 5 verse 1 says this: "Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Ultimately, Carol always knew where she stood with God because, just like that verse says, faith in Jesus justifies us. It makes us right with God so that when we picture our Lord, we can sort of picture him the same way that we picture Carol in all of our memories, that the Lord himself is smiling. He's smiling upon us. We don't have to think of God as being this angry judge over us or some impersonal, uncaring being. We can think of God as someone who actually likes to be around us, enjoys our company, and wants to serve us. And that smile that we imagine on the face of our Lord is just like the smile on the face of Carol. It's a contagious smile. And it brings us peace. So I think that's a pretty good confirmation verse to have, if you ask me. But also, the rest of that passage that follows after that verse is filled with lots of good stuff too. Because if you have the kind of peace and joy that faith in Jesus brings into your life, the way that Carol had, well, that brings along with it a lot of other really great stuff too. And Paul mentions some of these things. Here in verse 3, he mentions we can even rejoice in our sufferings because suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Carol is a good example of someone who was able to rejoice even in the midst of her suffering, and also in the midst of great personal sacrifice, and in the midst of all kinds of hard work, just like she did her whole life. She was happiest, most joyful, when she was serving other people, right up until the very end. On the farm, everybody knew that she was happy to work harder than even a hired hand. And if you came over to the house, her top priority was going to be to make sure that you had everything you needed, that you had something good to eat and something good to drink. You wouldn't be able to stay over very long before she'd say to you, "What you need?" She wanted to take care of you. Something I keep hearing about, and I'm kind of sad I didn't know about this before, are these amazing Grandma Carol cookies that everybody keeps talking about. These famous chocolate chip cookies that apparently, especially the grandkids enjoyed, and whenever you guys had games, your teammates would also enjoy them as well. And there were times when there was such a high demand for these cookies, but it didn't bother her. She'd take the time to make those cookies over and over and over and over again. I heard about when Cheryl was teaching and Carol was willing to take the time to come over and bring pigs with her for show and tell, which I think is a pretty unique thing. And also, one time when the kids came over to the farm as a field trip. And she got to play hostess, and they got to go and see the pigs in the hog house. And after it was all over and they had spent all this time with these cute little pigs, then, of course, it was time to fix them something to eat. So what does she bring out? Get this, bacon. Unbelievable. We can go on and on about all the ways we know that Carol put others before herself, but I think one thing that is always really going to stick with me is what I was able to personally witness in the hospital just a few hours before Carol passed away. We were all gathered together around her bedside, and I was getting ready to offer some scripture and some prayers and got Carol to wake up briefly. She looked at me. I could tell she recognized me. She gave me the Carol smile. But then the first thing out of her mouth was, "Hold on, I'll get up in a minute." She wanted to serve. She wanted to serve all of us, even in the midst of her pain. Even in the midst of her suffering, she wanted to take care of everybody else in the room. And of course, she would have if she could have. And she would have done it with a smile. Like I said before, it's going to be hard to not have someone like Carol in our lives until the day we are all reunited in heaven. But of course, one really, really important thing for us to keep in mind, especially on a day like today, is that Carol's whole life was a reflection of the love that Jesus has for us, the love that Jesus continues to show us even now. Jesus Christ ultimately is the one who gladly and willingly put us first, in spite of the great personal cost and suffering that it required for him to do so. He gave up his very life upon the cross so that death would never be the final answer for us. And of course, he knows how much we're suffering today. Of course, he knows what it's like to lose somebody that you love. He knows that it's going to take a lot more than just a Grandma Carol cookie to make us feel better today. But he also knows that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and we have hope. We have hope today and always because our Lord Jesus Christ has given us every reason to hope. And while we may not understand or even agree with his timing on this one, we may wish that we had had a lot more time with Carol, that we would have had a lot more years with her. This is what brings us comfort. When Paul says in verse 8, God shows us his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's a reminder that God's timing is really always the best timing, because God's timing leads to the salvation of the world. God's timing leads to eternal life with those that we love who have departed in the faith. God's timing means that we will be reunited with Carol someday. When you picture her in your memories, like I said, we picture her smiling. But I guarantee you, when you picture what she's doing right now in heaven, you can definitely picture her smiling as well. Smiling and also serving God in his kingdom. And we're going to see that smile again. And we're going to hear that laugh again. And when we see the Lord face to face, he'll be smiling too. He'll be smiling a contagious smile that brings us peace and brings us joy forever and ever. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Carol Krieger and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Carol and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. At this time, we will join together in singing our closing hymn, number 588, Jesus Loves Me.